GAC 10A, Hansel and Gretel in a Bloody Christmas. Once upon a time there lived a poor woodcutter and his new wife. They had two children, Hansel and Gretel. A great famine had fallen upon the land, and the woodcutter could not find daily bread for his family. What am I going to do? How can we feed the poor children when there is not enough even for ourselves? Tomorrow morning we will take the children deep into the forest again. You should make sure that they won't be able to find their way home by using those pebbles again. I can't do that. The wild animals will eat them. You fool! Then all of us shall die of hunger. Just start building our coffins then. In the morning, Mother got them out of their beds. On their way into the forest, Hansel secretly dropped tiny pieces of bread on the path. Hansel, why are you looking around so? I am looking at my little pigeon, which is sitting on the roof of the house and wants to say goodbye to me. Fool, that's not a pigeon, it's the sun shining on the chimney. Hansel continues to drop pieces of bread on the ground. The parents leave the scene. It's all right, Gretel. When the moon rises, we shall see the breadcrumbs and find our way home. Hansel and Gretel fall asleep. Hansel and Gretel wakes up. Hansel, look, the breadcrumbs, they're gone. Oh no, whatever shall we do? Hansel and Gretel walk deeper into the forest. Look, Gretel, a candy house. We shall have a meal at last. I'll eat the roof and you can eat the windows. Hansel and Gretel start to eat. Nibble, nibble, gnaw. Who is nibbling at my house? Oh, visitors. Come on in, sweet little children. You're hungry, are you not? I have delicious food prepared for you. Hansel and Gretel, while being fed constantly, were trapped inside the house, waiting to be eaten by the witch. Fat or lean, I don't care. Tomorrow I shall kill and eat Hansel, but now I shall eat you first. Oh, if only the wild beasts had killed us instead. Then we would have died together. Witch one pushes Gretel towards the oven. Quiet, you wretched child. Get into the oven or else. I don't know how to do it. How do I get into the oven? You silly goose, the door is big enough. Just look and see how I can get inside myself. Gretel pushes the witch into the oven. Gretel runs to Hansel. Hansel, Hansel, the witch is dead. We are free. Now we must leave and get out of the witch's forest. Most of you might think you know how this story will end, but you are mistaken. Hansel and Gretel may not live happily ever after. The witch might still be alive. If you are wondering how this story will end, sit back, relax, and enjoy. The witch is not dead and crawls out from the oven. You think you have killed me, you fools? I cannot be killed so easily. You must pay for what you did. The witch, barely surviving being killed in the oven, began doing weird things after this incident occurred. Her never-ending rage demanded vengeance. Not long after, one of the other witches started to question her about what she was planning to do. What kind of trickeries are you plotting? The witch says nothing. Are you going to? But that ritual is going to cost the lives of many children. Those wretched children almost killed me. They must pay for what they did. They must pay. You can't do that. I won't let you sacrifice these poor children for your stupid ritual. Silence. The ritual is going to restore my lost powers, and you shall not interfere. Witch 1 attacks Witch 2. Witch 2 collapses. To think you can stop me. How foolish of you. Mommy, are you all right? I'm fine. I just lost a portion of my power. So you, my sweet little minions, gather forth tons of pesky, naughty, brainless children and bring them back here. Yes, Mommy. Yes, Mommy. Yes, Mommy. The two minions of the witch went out to find children just as the witch had ordered. Meanwhile, look, those flowers are beautiful, don't you think? I'm not interested in those kind of things. I'd better go play over there. Are you all right? I'm sorry, I didn't notice you standing there. No worries. Wait, don't you remember what Mommy ordered us to do? Oh, that's right. I've totally forgotten about it. Wait, you guys, there's a wonderful playground over there. Do you want to join us? Yes, of course. Come on, let's go. Hold on, it might be dangerous there. I think we'd better go home. All right, let's go home. Hush now, naughty kids. You are coming with us, whether you like it or not. Help, help! This is bad, this is bad. I have to tell Santa. The elf, terrified of what will happen to the kids, rushes back to warn Santa Claus of the danger. What kind of presents shall I give the kids this Christmas? Santa! Oh, that's my name. What brings you here? Bad news, bad, bad news. What bad news? The bad news is there's no good news. Enough with your jokes, Santa. Some of the kids are being captured by some spooky-looking guys. What? Who? What? When? Where? Why? You're asking me why? How would I know? Excuse me, may I come in? Yes, come in. You're a witch, aren't you? What's with the clothes you're wearing? Aren't you supposed to wear black robes like in the fairy tales? This isn't time for your stupid jokes. The kids are in danger. One of the witches is capturing children for her selfish rituals. The kids will die. What? But now my powers are very weak. I need your help to stop that evil lady. What am I supposed to do? Your Highness, I know exactly who can stop that wicked woman. Oh, you're right. You there, yes, you. Go bring them here. Right on, Your Highness. But wait, where can we find them? You needn't worry about that. I've already brought them here. Come in, Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel enter and bow. Don't worry, everyone. We promised to stop the witch's ritual and bring back the kidnapped children. By the way, isn't the evil witch supposed to be dead? Yes, but she didn't die because Gretel forgot to shut the oven door. What? You pushed the evil lady into the oven, but you forgot to shut the door? Now, now, don't fight with each other. Instead of arguing, we should get going to the witch's house. Back at the witch's house. Let go of me. What do you think you're doing? Unhand me. Shut your yap. Come quietly, or else. Very well done, my sweet little babies. Lock them up. Stop right there. Is that Santa Claus? It really is Santa Claus come to help us. I won't be of much help, but we brought someone who can help you. Hansel and Gretel enter. You spoiled kids again. How dare you show your faces after what you've done to me? Nevertheless, now that you're here, I can finally swallow you along with the children's beloved Santa Claus. Let them go, you evil witch. Shut up. Don't you say another word. Get them, my sweet little babies. Show them no mercy. Yes, Mommy. Yes, Mommy. Yes, Mommy. You fools, you can't even take down those pesky little chickens. Do you have to say it like that? Isn't it too harsh, offending your own children? So what? They are just slaves born to do all my dirty work for me. Mom, why are you saying that to me? It hurts. I can't believe Mommy would treat us like this. We shouldn't have trusted her. Then we should help those who care about us more than the sadist. I agree. Turns to Hansel and Gretel. Do you mind? Of course not. Why would we? Ha 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 ha. I don't need your worthless help anyway. Set the children free, or else we'll have to do it the hard way. You think you can stop me? You cold-hearted, what have you done? I'm just doing what witches do. You. The two witches fight, which two losers? Ha 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 ha. See? Don't think this is over. Now, Santa stabs witch one from behind. Witch one screams in pain. You have killed me, but my powers will always be there to haunt you, always. And this is the actual ending of the tale of Hansel and Gretel that has never been revealed.